Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
Thanks, Yang. Hey, sports fans. I'm Cam Stewart with the Sports Grid News and Betting Update. Time to get on the grid, everybody. The Philadelphia Phillies, they have found their man. The Phils hired Joe Girardi as the 55th manager in team history. Girardi's deal is for 3 years and includes a club option for 2023. The 55-year-old hit it off with Phils managing partner John Middleton, GM Matt Klentak, and the others in the organization. They said they really got along with Girardi. This according to the MLB Network. He managed the Bronx Bombers from 2008 to 2017 after a lone campaign with the Marlins in 2006. He owns a career record 988 and 794 losses, was NL Manager of the Year in 2006. The San Diego Padres have hired Jace Tingle as their manager, sources telling ESPN, but the San Diego Padres have not confirmed the hiring yet. The 38-year-old got the offer over Atlanta Braves veteran third base coach Ronnie Washington, who used to manage the Texas Rangers. Tingle is currently managing winter ball in the Dominican Republic. Phillies right-hander Jake Arrieta will not exercise his opt-out clause. The 33-year-old could have opted out in the final year of his three-year, $75 million deal at the end of this season, which would have left $20 million on the table. Arrieta, tough year, started 24 games this year, as fewest since 2013, an ERA of 4.64, a 4.89 FIB across 136-plus innings of work. His 1.49 whip was the worst mark since his rookie campaign back in 2010. A trio of New York Yankees players using teams' postseason elimination to take care of their injuries. Outfielder Aaron Hicks will undergo Tommy John surgery to repair a damaged UCL in his elbow. That rehab period, 8 to 10 months. Meanwhile, Masahiro Tanaka underwent arthroscopic surgery on his right elbow to remove bone spurs, and Luke Voit had surgery to repair a core muscle injury. In the NFL, the Jets are reportedly shopping around speedy wide receiver Robbie Anderson ahead of the NFL's trade deadline. The Jets say they're trying to acquire 2020 draft capital for Anderson. The Philadelphia Eagles were reportedly earlier interested in the speedy wideout. Anderson is currently making just $3.1 million on his restricted free agent tender. He will be an unrestricted free agent in 2020. He has 17 catches for 266 yards and a touchdown in the first six games of the season. The NFL's trade deadline, October 29th at 4 p.m. Thursday night football. Let's hope this one's not a snooze fest. The winless Washington Redskins head to Minnesota to take on the red-hot Vikings. Case Keenum, former Viking quarterback, versus Kirk Cousins, former Redskins quarterback. That's an interesting battle there. And Minnesota receiver Adam Thielen out for this contest. He suffered that hammy injury week 7. Minnesota looking for a 4-straight win. Right now, the line going up. Minnesota minus 17 total in this football game. 42 first half line, mini minus 10, total 21. College football, number 16, SMU. Minus 14 at the Houston Cougars. Wow. Total 65.5. Kickoff 7:30 Eastern. NBA news. Charlotte Hornets season off to a rough start. Guard Nicholas Batum expected out 3 to 4 weeks after fracturing his middle finger on his left hand. He's in the fourth year of a $120 million deal he signed back in 2016. Dating back to 17, he averages just over 10 points on 43.2% shooting in 140 combined games. NBA, just a trio tonight. 7:05 Atlanta at Detroit. Pistons 1.5, 222 is your total. 8:05 action, a good one here. Milwaukee at Houston. Rockets minus 1.5, 230 is the total. 10:35 LA Clippers minus 1 at Golden State, another good game. 227 there. MMA news. Conor McGregor's anticipated return to the octagon is now set. The UFC star announcing at a press conference today in Moscow his next fight will be in Vegas, January the 18th of the new year. McGregor knows his opponent, but UFC brass told him to shut his lip and don't tell anybody. 31-year-old hasn't competed since October 2018. Busy night on the ice. We got 10-4, 7:05 Arizona at the Islanders. Islanders 15 cents, 5. Low total. Buffalo laying a quarter at the Rangers. Total 6.5. Carolina also a quarter favorites at Columbus. 6 is your total. San Jose at Montreal. Montreal laying 135, 6.5 there at 8:05. We got LA and St. Louis. Blues minus 186. Mini at Nashville. Preds laying 80 cents. 6 is your total. Anaheim and Dallas at 8:35. Stars minus 155. Philly at Chicago. Pick 'em 6.5. Florida taking on Calgary. Flames minus 140. Over under 6. And Washington They're minus 130 at Edmonton, total six. MLS playoffs tonight, Philly taking on Atlanta. Atlanta FC, the favorite, minus 150 in the West. We have LA Galaxy at LAFC. LAFC minus 250 favorites. Tiger Woods, nine birdies. He shares the lead at the Zozo Championship in Japan with Gary Woodland. Hideki, one shot back. I'm Cam Stewart. Hey, the gang's all here for one more day. I'd like to say, hey, Dave got back safe today. He's back in the studios here in New York. Joe Ranieri joins us from his lovely Florida studio. I'm in my bunker here. So, hey, we'll have Whale Capper on the show breaking down the NFL Thursday night, or talking about the baseball playoffs and everything else on the betting card. Hour one of Red Heat and Rage and Lobster Radio on Sports Grid is coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions. Let's go!
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage. The boys are back in town. Well, sort of, as we're back in the chair here at the Meadowlands, home sweet home. As Cam alluded, I spend more time here than I do anywhere else. So welcome back. It's good to be back in the chair here. We've got Thursday night football. We're ready to throw it down. We've got the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Ricky Sanders on the radar. Joe Ranieri might be joining us in a couple of minutes. He's a game time decision.
Yeah, he's a game time
decision. Will Capper
is probable.
Will Capper, unfortunately, Will Capper's he's a scratch.
Oh,
he's
doubtful.
Scratch. He's on. Not even. Yeah, he's out. Yeah, it's a late scratch, late injury to the Thursday night lineup. Cam, Will Capper came down with a late case of earthquake meetings.
Uh-oh.
As he said, you know, I got meetings I can't get out of, and considering the guy the guy's monitoring earthquakes in California, you know, he's sometimes got to work. It's not all just patios and football talk for Whale Capper.
Good point. I wonder how many points Whale Capper affects the line, Gabe. Some players 1.5, 2.
Yeah, well,
he's a pretty vital teammate. I'm thinking 3.5, 4.
Our show quality line just went down. Yeah. Our show quality, like our starting lineup, was just took a hit today. Yeah,
big time. Whale Capper.
Yeah, but on the plus side. On the plus side, Ricky Sanders will join us today.
Uh-oh.
And Ricky's been a game time decision, and Ricky's missed playing time too as of late. So Ricky will join us at 6:09 today, like he's supposed to normally does. But Ricky, you know, Ricky's a good guy, but Ricky's got like family, mother-in-laws, nieces. He seems to live kind of like a pretty hectic lifestyle. Plus he actually gets out. Ricky, I don't know. I think Ricky actually sees sun, unlike a lot of people that we know. But it's good to be back, Cam. It was good seeing you. We decided to bust out the championship ring here.
Whoa, that's a beauty.
A lot of bling. I don't know, can we get a close up?
You got a close up camera?
We'll bring
it
into the studio tomorrow. I don't know if they could do a close up.
Got to do the SCTV, like Dr. Tongue.
Yeah. All right. No, it looks like I think they were. All right.
Here they
get a close up.
Here they come. Yeah, that's nice.
Man, actually, that's looks nice like ring. It's. I'm wearing some serious bling here, huh?
Yeah, you might want to put that in your pocket when you're leaving. Somebody might.
I know. People are going to think my bets are bigger than they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, people are going to think my bets are bigger than they are if I'm wearing this thing.
They're going to start calling you Stacks. Hey, Stacks. Nice ring.
We'll check in on eBay and see what it's going for. They were going for as high as 500 last night. A little extreme. I'm going to spend 500 on a ring. I want real gold. Game time decisions.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking
and want to know how to make it your career.
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage, get on the grid. Sports Grid, I'm Morency. We're back at the Sports Grid Studios at the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands. We've got Thursday Night Football this evening. We'll break it down. We're back from Toronto as we watched the Toronto Raptors celebrate their first ever championship. But I got to tell you, Cam, very emotional night at the arena, and pretty much the best and coolest, I didn't full out cry, but my eyes were getting watery. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I wasn't bawling or anything like that, but I started to tear up a bit when Kyle Lowry pulled down the banner, and he was the last was one awesome. With the trophy and everything. Yeah, they did a good job. And you know what I liked about it actually too? There wasn't a lot of Kawhi at all in the video, which I liked. I was a little bit how are they going to handle this? And there were so many good moments of everybody else in the playoffs that they had a great montage. The place did erupt when they showed the Kawhi shot against Philadelphia. I'll be honest, after a few drinks, I tried to get a We Don't Need You chant going, but people like them too much. People are too nice. They're like, oh, you helped us win. And, you know, I'm like, you guys are soft. By the end, I was turning on Raptor fan even. You know, the Bay Street bootlicker, they're out in full force there, man. And there were some wild kids there, and there were some real uptight people. And that's the thing. The Raptors are a big show in town now. Yeah, great time. So we got the ring. Pretty cool ring, actually. And I got to tell you, beautiful. This is the coolest replica championship we've seen. That Argo ring, Cam. Remember the Argo ring? That Argo ring is okay and it's novelty, but
this. That one kills
it. It's the exact replica of what the players got. Now, I'm looking on eBay here right now, and there's all kinds of different prices. Some people want $299.
Wow.
Another dude's doing it for $153.86. There's another guy, $299, a little greedy at $299. Last night, people were trying to get $500 for them on eBay. I've been checking in. I'm not selling mine anyways, but people were trying to get $500 for them. That's not happening. Yet, what's interesting, Cam, so the real ring, the real Raptors ring, worth $126,000.
Yep.
This is isn't real. It's
Jake got guys eyeing the ring already. See, it ain't real.
And of course,
looks
it
good
is.
Though. It's a replica of the Raptors championship ring. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They gave them to every fan the other night on Tuesday night. Yeah, yeah. So the real ring is $126,000.
That's the best. The horse
like the one the Raptor players
ring.
Got. Yeah, yeah. It's already happened. Hey, dude's watching.
Okay, yeah. Right. We got Belmont. We got Santa Anita. Yeah. You see that guy with the ring? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So the real ring, the real ring's $126,000, and you can buy one. It's not the exact, like, it's like a fan one, but it's 126K. Like, if you've got that type of change. If you're, like, a middle high roller, you can get the one for $6,000, which it's a replica of the replica, sort of. 6K, it's got a couple of real things to it.
Yeah, it's got it.
And then you got this one that was free.
You got to be careful wearing that ring to place a bet over there by D-Block over there, buddy. Got to be careful.
Yeah, you're exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be taking this off after the show here. I ain't going to be walking around like at the book. People are gonna, already coming over, man.
Gabe, I've seen horse players when I used to work at the bar steal quarters from other guys. You know, the guy leaves his program down, sneaking it. Like, hey, I don't know your program. They see that ring flashing in the lights. Oh, my God. They think they hit pay dirt there. Be careful. Yeah, those guys.
Yeah, yeah.
They just don't care. They're robbed from their mother.
You know, the problem is it's kind of stuck. It fits perfectly on this finger, but I got to jam it on. But once it's on, it fits perfectly. Like, and shout out to Big Cat. We actually have two of them, Cam. You have one, too. I can roll out, the double ring.
Amazing.
We got
Big
the
Cat.
Silver and the gold one.
Yeah, you know what I feel bad about? How, remember, Clam Chowder wouldn't let it go, Gabe. Clam Chowder, even though my Argo ring, he fleeced me. I just gave it away to him because he was getting so upset. Maybe he can get about, I'm thinking, what, $20 for that one? Maybe 40 if you're really desperate.
Yeah, that one's not as worth quite as much as this one.
No, it's not worth $200. No, it's not.
Yeah, it says North on it. It's got like the North sort of logo and stuff. But so pretty cool. The NBA season is off and running. I've got to start. Listen, it's tough, and you know this, Cam. It's tough to get into a gaming groove when you're on the road, right?
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
I'm on the road. I'm not in like the same type of groove. So last night I played a little NBA, got my ass handed to me. It was a little frustrating. We've got some big time NBA games tonight, man. Not easy to pick though, but some big time NBA games tonight, including Kawhi Leonard. Takes on the Golden State Warriors already.
Yeah.
Man, the Warriors must be sick of this guy, Cam. It's their first game in the new arena. Their last game and their last in their old arena got shut down by him. And now they got to deal with him again. And I did watch that game after the Raptor game on Tuesday night, Cam. And this guy is not just like the best player in the league. Like, he might be the best player ever. Like, Michael Jordan wasn't as good defensively. Like, Kawhi Leonard, Cam.
Yep.
Like, Kawhi Leonard's 29 years old. He's got 3 championships. I'm telling you right now, the Clippers are winning. Like, whether anyone likes it or not, and I know it's hard for Raptor fans. Let's just hope it can be the Raptors versus the Clippers. Somehow it'd be epic. Dude, he's that good. He single-handedly, like, shut the Lakers down the other day. Now he'll do the same thing to Golden State tonight. Like, you know, Golden State are getting 2 points tonight, and you're like, wow, the Warriors. But
the play. I know.
They don't have Klay Thompson even. So you got Steph Curry, you have D'Angelo Russell, you got Draymond Green. They still have players, man. They have more players than the Clippers do, yet the Clippers have Kawhi Leonard. Like, they don't even have Paul George, and it doesn't matter. Wait till they get Paul George back. Like, he's just that damn good. It's unbelievable. We also have down the stretch, they come at Belmont.
Come on, 3. Get up there, buddy. He's 16-1. Just finish third, you turkey. Come on. There you go. Come on.
The 3?
Not bad. Yeah, I got him at 16-1. Third. Not bad. That'll pay.
He got it.
Yeah, he came.
Man, that 3 horse is running pretty slow down the stretch there. Like he was
saying. He was.
He's lucky he didn't get caught.
I know. I'm like, dude, that's why you're 16-1, man. I'm like, get over there. He was almost.
I'm watching this guy. I'm like, man.
Yeah, look at him. I'm coming
it's
around.
It's one of the slowest, like,
Yeah, you made a race move there. I'm like, here he goes. And then he just went, and then he just stopped. I don't know.
Look at him just hit the wall here.
He hit the wall. Bye. Yeah.
It's like that grass got a lot thicker suddenly, Cam.
Sure did, man. Like, he really labored getting to the wire there. But
look at him laboring to get to the finish line. And look, another horse just came on. Yeah, you're lucky. You're lucky that the finish line was there. That 10 horse came on. finished fourth. Yeah, so, we got the Houston Rockets and the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. So you got Westbrook and Harden taking on the Greek Freak tonight. Yeah, it's some big-time basketball tonight.
Yeah, only three games, but they're good ones. And I learned my lesson the first night. Remember we were talking about LeBron and China, whatever? No, Cam, you're wrong. You're wrong. It's Kawhi Leonard. It's everybody else. Like, the Clippers just slapped the Lakers around. And I don't even think the Clippers, Gabe, they're going to take that team out to the woodshed when everything's said and done, when everybody's healthy on that team. Like, I don't even want to really know the results there. It's going to be an absolute drubbing. LeBron quit the other night. Yeah, LeBron. I mean, buddy, I'll tell you something about LeBron. All these fans out there, he's aging quickly. Like, the way I'm aging and things hurt. Oh, my back. I'm stiff. Trust me, man. This guy played a lot of basketball, and you'll see. He's going to need load management, man. He's not a kid anymore. He's been playing in this league for a long time, and we'll see it, man. I'm telling you, Gabe, just his window is getting shorter and shorter and shorter.
He's never winning another championship.
Oh, I agree.
No, I'll tell you right now. LeBron, like, that's what I'm saying. Sure. And think about the audacity of this guy that he calls himself the king. He won three titles, bro. Robert Horry has more championships than you do. Like I said, like, Kawhi Leonard's 29 years old. He has three titles right now. He's got two NBA final MVPs. When it's all said and done, man, Kawhi Leonard's going to leave LeBron in the freaking dust. He's going to leave him in the dust. Game Time Decisions continues.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Dunk on your NBA DFS competition using DailyRoto.com. Compete with the pros on FanDuel and DraftKings with the DailyRoto.com optimizer and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS. Plus, you get the lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and a whole bunch more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more. That's DailyRoto.com/DUNK to get a special 10% discount off now. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. And remember, guys, you like the show, follow us on YouTube and Instagram at SportsGrid TV.
Cam Stewart. All right, so we've got NBA basketball this evening. And I said three-time champion, three final appearances, two NBA final MVPs. The Spurs lost to the Miami Heat. That time, and absolutely to this day, I still don't know how they choked that away, man. I still don't know how they choked that away. And it would have denied LeBron another ring, actually, too. So speaking of rings, the Washington Nationals, man, holy crap, these guys are now up two games to none.
This is crazy.
And the Houston Astros are now plus 225 to come back. Do you think they're done? I'm not willing to concede this thing yet for the Astros.
I would.
I know it's obvious to say that the next game is the key, but if the Astros win the next game, they're right back in it. And the Astros aren't the type of players and guys that are going to panic. You know, things didn't go well for them. You know, it's ironic, Cam, because remember last week, Yankee fans were acting as if though Zach Greinke was like a T-ball pitcher. He's just going to put the ball in the tee. For everybody, and fans, you know, they were, you know, chanting about his anxiety and all this other stuff, and the bases were loaded in the first inning, but he really settled down after that. He got out of it. He gave up one run. He settled down. Greinke, you know, I think Greinke might be the perfect guy at this time. Cole was due to get hit. And, you know, Verlander wasn't very good in his previous start either, to be honest, actually. The last couple of starts, Verlander hasn't been great. I think they might have the right guy on the hill here. We'll see if Washington gets caught up in the moment, going back home, World Series. But they haven't got caught up in any moments. They've been the best team in baseball. They're smoking it right now, this Washington team.
It's unbelievable. They get runs early, too. You know, they get to the big guns. Fantastic performance last night. I got to love this team. Soto's a beast. Zimmerman, he picked up his game when he needs to be. Trey Turner's awesome defensively. He'll steal a bag. He'll do everything. Just lots of guys on that team that are just very, very good baseball players, but the Astros get all the credit. The pitching, too. Scherzer and Strasburg, man, anytime they got a little bit of trouble, they really grinded through it. This team's amazing, Gabe. And I'll tell you, man, that just the fact that they kept on piling it on when Verlander left the game, Washington, it's amazing. Yeah, they're up 2-0. They should be down 0-2 if you're looking at it from a betting perspective. But now you get the Nationals at the start of the series at +210, and you can get the Astros now. Yeah. So if you want the perfect hedge, it's exactly the same number. You'll get it plus both ways, and you could sit back because I got the Nationals. I have to make a decision. Am I going to take Houston? And I agree with what you say. It's actually the opposite. Like, Greinke finished really well that last game. I'm worried about him, and he's going up against Anibal Sanchez. After those top two guys in the Washington rotation, it really, you know, there's a big drop-off there, but we'll see, man. The Nationals, they're not backing down, Gabe. You got to give these guys a lot of credit, and it's been an awesome World Series so far. I've been loving it. Hey, and we've been on the Nationals both games. Hopefully we can keep the train rolling.
The Nationals, and it really still upsets me because we talked about it, about taking these guys at 28-1 about a month and a half ago or so, is that one dangerous team because of their pitching. Yet here we are now, Nationals up 2-0, still not getting any respect. Houston Astros are -140 road favorites in this game. Nationals +122, the total is 8. The new series price right now, Houston Astros +220, Washington Nationals -270. And the series correct score, Washington Nationals to sweep, now down to +320. +320 for the Nationals to sweep. Nationals in 5, +290. Nationals in 6, +500. Houston Astros in 6, +750. Houston Astros in 7, +350. If you're going to take the Astros to come back, I don't think they're going to win 4 straight games. So it would have to be in 7. For them to come back and win this. I'll tell you what, Cam. Like I said, I'm not right. I know it sounds crazy and Washington have dominated them, but we talked about the 1999 World Series, the Atlanta Braves and the New York Yankees. And we talked about that World Series because of the comparison to pitchers and about how this World Series had arguably the greatest rotations in recent modern World Series history. But I remember John Schmoltz talking about the World Series the other night, and Schmoltz does a great job breaking the games down.
He does.
You know, he's been there. He's done that. He talked about it. You know, when the Yankees beat the Braves actually had a 2-0 series lead, and then the Yankees won 4 straight after that. So we've seen this, you know, momentum. You know this, Cam. You always hear hockey teams talk about this. Momentum doesn't really exist. Momentum goes game by game. It doesn't really carry over. And Mark Lawrence brought it up even from a betting standpoint that people thought, oh, well, Houston are going to bounce back. But you have to sort of analyze each game in its own right. And like I said, I still think Houston is in this series. And in fact, I'll go out on a limb and say Houston still wins the World Series. I'm not abandoning ship on them.
I wouldn't either. And at that price, think about it. You got the best players. Like, you look it up and down the Houston roster. They're so much better than Washington still. Every single guy right there. They had a players team-only meeting. They're going to be ready to rock, Morenci, and maybe getting out of Houston, that's the thing they got to do. Go on the road and win. You get these guys at a plus price? No, I'm considering it. The question is, what do? You ride out the Nationals as a dog? You take Houston? No, Houston is not done. They could actually win. Would it shock you if they won 4 straight games? No, and that's the thing. Cole and Verlander have gone. Nobody expects what they have from Greinke. He can go. He gets a win right there. If they win this next game, oh, boy, then Washington's starting to think, here we go. This is the Astros are back, right? They're just feeling good about themselves right now. But just kudos to Washington to go in there and take two from these guys with Cole and Verlander pitching. It's actually absolutely insane. But I wouldn't count out the Astros either. I want to put money on them, Gabe. I'm just not sure. I like the plus price I have with the Nationals right now, but definitely not over. I'm with you. I think Greinke probably wins the next game.
Speaking of the Houston Astros, though, they've got controversy going on behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
They fired their assistant general manager. Fired their assistant, Brandon Tobman. For one reason or another, Tobman thought it would be a good idea to basically taunt a female reporter about signing Roberto Osuna, who, of course, was charged with domestic on the Jays, right? Domestic violence. Charges were later dropped against Osuna, but he served a 75-game suspension for violating Major League Baseball's domestic violence policy. Tobman to have said, "Thank God we got Osuna. I'm so effing glad we got Osuna." But he did that, deliberately directed towards a female reporter who was wearing a domestic violence awareness bracelet. And who he got into it with earlier in the year. He had voiced displeasure with her tweeting out the phone number of a domestic violence hotline during Osuna's appearances. The Astros pulled the trigger on this guy. And, you've got to know better if you're this guy.
I'm taking her side. I think the guy's a complete stooge. You go out there, you already know Osuna, you make this deal with this guy, and you're going out and talking to female reporters. Like, I don't care. Whatever the situation is, Morency, you downplay it. So the guy's actually getting aggressive. It's like doubling down on the situation. I'm going to taunt a female reporter. What a stooge. And he deserves to be fired for this. And you know what? If she wants to do that stuff.
Over domestic violence, too.
Yeah, exactly. And I got no, I know.
You're bullying a female reporter over domestic.
You think you're going to win that argument, dude? Like some girl's trying to do her job and you're bullying her? You're a dick. This guy deserves to be fired. And it's a shame that this guy's, the fact that he's even there, it's ridiculous. Hey, Tobman, pick another battle against a guy. You're going to pick on some female reporters? What an idiot. Anyway, this is a distraction that Houston doesn't need either. They got enough problems with the Washington Nationals, Gabe, not the assistant general manager picking fights with women, but good move on firing this turkey.
Well, speaking of distractions, I see now we've got breaking news. New York Jets are going to trade Robbie Anderson now.
Yep. They're trying.
This season, so the Osemele guy says he's hurt. They tell him he's not. Now he needs surgery. Somehow Adam Gase and the New York Jets are upset that it's ESPN's fault that Sam Darnold sees ghosts.
I know.
Right? Like, number one, too, even if he wasn't mic'd up, everybody still would have been able to read his lips.
Yeah.
Like, people read lips all the time. And people could clearly see that he said, "I'm seeing ghosts out there." It's amazing that Adam Gase, and I get it, Adam Gase is looking for a scapegoat. Instead of, he wants people to be calling in WFAN, and he wants people calling in ripping, "How dare ESPN do this?" He's trying, it's politics 101. You know what I mean? Like, when you're failing miserably, point the finger somewhere else. And so, like, maybe now this week, Cam, maybe the CBS cameras shouldn't show Sam Darnold throw an interception because, that wouldn't be good for his psyche, right? Like, man, this is like basically Adam Gase is saying, "How dare you televise our games?"
Yeah.
You know what? You're in New York freaking city, Gase, and you're surprised that there's a camera on your quarterback who's struggling terribly. You're surprised there's a camera on him, not to mention he was mic'd up. But even if he wasn't mic'd up, another thing, he's like, "Oh, ESPN never should have shown that and aired that." It's live, jackass.
Exactly.
Maybe your quarterback shouldn't have said it. Maybe your quarterback shouldn't have said it. I've never seen a quarterback say that ever before.
Never.
It's just crazy that, it's the media's fault, Gase. It's the media's fault.
Bad hire.
Game time decisions. Get on the grid.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the Daily Roto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using Daily Roto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
SportsGrid.com. Check it out. Check out the SportsGrid app. And don't forget, if you sign up well with FanDuel and the FanDuel app, you get a $500 free bet. Sign up for a FanDuel account using your mobile device. You can get up to a $500 free wager. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart with us. I want to get into tonight's Thursday night football game, but I see a story here. San Francisco 49ers. San Francisco 49ers off to a great start. And you know, this team, and we don't talk about the Niners that much. You know, we're not going to get into their business model. But, you know, Cam, ever since they moved to this stadium, it's been a circus. The fans hate the stadium. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's in Santa Clara. It's not even in San Francisco. Yeah. The atmosphere isn't the same. They gouge fans. The seats suck. The parking sucks. The stadium sucks. Like, nobody's happy with anything about it. Like, the Niners have sort of been a disaster in a post-Harbaugh era, like, on and off the field. But suddenly they're pretty good now on the field, and they decide to raise their ticket prices by 13% for next year already.
Showing not their a greed. Good move.
But this is something they're doing to offset it, and we'll get your take on this. So season ticket holders will no longer have to pay for food at games. So, you know, like basically like when I went to the Jet Bill game when I was in the suite, we got free mac and cheese. The mac and cheese was pretty good. I'll give them credit. The mac and cheese was good. It wasn't an over-the-top spread, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was chicken tenders, mac and cheese, hot dogs, sliders.
Sliders. Nice.
There was free booze, though. There was beer.
Free booze?
There was beer and wine. There was beer and wine. There wasn't free vodka. There was beer and wine, though.
Vodka.
There was bottles. You help yourself. Yeah, it's basically a bunch of bottles of wine. It's kind of like a kitchen, Cam. You help yourself. You know what I mean? Like, so you have the suite, and behind you, it's like the kitchen with TVs.
Yep.
And all the food is out, and there's, like, wine and beer out there and stuff. And there's a waiter there, but that's if you want to order, like, something special or, you know what I mean? Or I tipped him because he was bringing me beer and stuff like that. But
nice.
So they're doing this for all season ticket holders now, though.
I like it.
But you don't get free alcohol. You don't get free alcohol. So the free food in the season ticket package includes chicken tenders.
Yes.
Hot dogs, beef and vegan. Sausages.
Yes.
Nachos, regular and loaded.
Yep.
French fries, regular and garlic. Pretzels, popcorn, peanuts. Candy, snack, chocolates, etc. Free beverages include all Pepsi products, Aquafina water, Pete's coffee, and hot chocolate. Unfortunately for 49er fans, the package does not include free alcohol. Fans still have to pay for their own booze.
If they offered free alcohol, even with a 13% increase, they're going to get fleeced. Like, all you can eat. I'll even say this. We go to the game, you get nachos, some chicken tenders. That's tough, Gabe. When you go to the Dome or you go to a Raptor game, that's like $15, $20 an item there. So if you really break it down, if you eat just a couple things, I think it's a good deal. I would absolutely endorse that. I don't mind paying more. You're going to give me chicken tenders, peanuts, a Haagen-Dazs bar at the end of the game, whatever. Just go bananas, everything but alcohol, and you still get soft drinks. So I know you're going to have to pay for some alcohol,
but
I think it's a good deal.
You know what is not cool about this, though, and it says it's only applicable if it's your ticket. So if you buy it on StubHub, you don't get the free food.
No. Okay, so season ticket. I don't like that.
And they're saying they're trying to do this to dissuade because it's a problem where San Francisco 49er fans sell their tickets. They're not going to the games. People bought the tickets and they're selling the tickets. So they're trying to, with the free food, they're hoping that it makes a difference. And it really doesn't make a difference because the people are still going to sell the tickets and they're just going to pass the extra $13 charge on to the customer who's not going to get the free food. So anyone who buys tickets on StubHub is actually getting screwed now.
I agree with you. Now I hate this new idea by the 49ers.
Yeah.
At first, it seemed great. I'm like, wow, I could get in. We could roll in, have a nachos. We got some chicken tenders. We'll grab a couple sausages. Sounds great. And I don't mind paying for some beers if I got food, but you're right. If I buy a ticket, they're including the price in the ticket, and I still don't get food. So, no, you're absolutely right. You're getting screwed. How is that a good thing? And
Yeah, you're right,
Gabe. This whole experiment at Santa Clara, you're right. I remember a long time ago we were doing a show and talking about it. Whose idea was that? Like, San Francisco is one of those places, man. It's beautiful. Like, you got to get – like, if you're a big-time city and a big-town team, you need to have venues – like right off where you are, like off the water, down, like everybody's figured it out. You can't be going to these cities outside and go, yeah, we're San Francisco, but you're going to Santa Clara. That doesn't fly. Like, you have to find a way to have a downtown stadium. Everybody does it, right? Welcome to the new world.
And here's, look, I'm seeing here, I just punched in Santa Clara Sioux 49ers.
Oh, here we go.
And this is like recently. All right, here, like, I'm telling you, like, basically it's this ugly between the two of them already. 49ers sue Santa Clara to retain management of non-NFL events at Levi Stadium. Basically, so Santa Clara says it's their stadium. The 49ers say it's their stadium. Santa Clara wants the money from, like, Eagles concerts and stuff. They're like, it's not your stadium. It's only your stadium when you play here. It's the city of Santa Clara owns this stadium.
Yeah.
The 49ers are like, no. We get to hold events here. And they're like, no, you only get to hold football games here. We hold events here. Dude, they just got there, and they're already in a suit. You know what I mean? They're already in a suit. Like I said, and no one likes it. Like, no one likes the stadium. But they're winning football games now, and people that hate stadiums, they don't hate the stadium as much. They don't hate the stadium as much if the team is winning. Now, I was talking earlier. Go on, Cam.
I was just going to say, remember, Gabe? Even Buffalo. Think about the city of Buffalo, Chippewa Street. They have HSBC where the Sabres play downtown. And from that point, even the odd, it was old or whatever, people like that, and you know they're playing well right now. You see the Bills quarterback roll in with, you know, it's unbelievable. He's rolling in with Sabre jerseys. Look at the Detroit Lions, even though they're horrible, right? Gabe, remember going to that game in Pontiac? It's basically like another world there. When I got left there, it took a day to get back into Canada from there. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you could be lost. Like, there's no way. It is a different. It's 40 minutes away from the stadium. Like, you can't in today's world with the money that are going on in leagues. Don't you know what I mean? Like, you got to figure it out. You got to have stadiums downtown.
Wow. Well, like, I actually get extremely frustrated. I get extremely frustrated, Cam, when there's games out here.
Here, exactly, like, for like you.
The other night, the other night, like, I got home at 1 in the morning, like, after the, after, brutal. Who is it, the Jets debacle. And, you know, the Giants are playing the Cowboys, like, next Monday Night Football here. Dear God, like, I'll probably get home at 2. Like, man, Giant games are worse than Jet games somehow. Now you throw in the Cowboys are back in town. Monday Night Football, Cowboys, Giants. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun getting in out of here. And I wonder the same thing, Kip. Think about that. You're here in New York or New Jersey, New York. Yep. In what world does it make sense, Cam, that they stop the public transportation for an hour after the game?
They do?
Like, the buses can't get in. Yes. Like, basically, the buses can only, like, public buses only come into the grounds 2 hours after the game ends.
That's insanity. Like,
in what world does that make sense?
I know. That's
like, there's one train. There's, like, one train that leaves, like, every 30 minutes or something. Like I said, look at WrestleMania, man. They knew WrestleMania. They knew it was going to end in the middle of the night. They stranded, like, 14,000 people in the parking lot out here all night. Like, even the New Jersey, like, the state troopers were, like, bitching. There was, like, public records of the transcripts because people, the Freedom of Information Act. And even the troopers were like, what the F's wrong with you? They're like, we got 14,000 wrestling fans. They're going to start getting mad soon. Like, the state troopers were, like, yelling at, like, the transit company. Like, get your shit together. Like, we've got 14,000 people in a parking lot here. And it could get unruly here. You know what I mean? Like,
it makes no sense.
Yeah, they just don't care.
Raptor game, a perfect example. When the Raptors are hot. So people take GO buses, right? So all the people in the suburbs, whatever. If you don't live in Toronto, you got to get out Gabe Pickering, Osha, whatever. The whole GTA area. The last bus is 12:30. You're sitting there. The game ends at 11:30. If it's a TNT game or whatever, you're hanging out, having a couple of, like, the buses stop at like midnight. They should be rolling 24 hours a day. Like, what are you doing? It's the fourth biggest city in North America. Like, what are you doing? Well, buses stop at midnight. Like, what are you going to do, man? Like, I just don't. You said
I can't tell
you. I
just
don't get it. It's unbelievable. 2 hours.
I thought the subway, and I just took the subway in Toronto for a couple of days here. I didn't have any incidences. It was better than it was. Like, you know, they were showing up pretty quickly, and I didn't have any beefs, but I'm not taking a long term. It's the one thing I'll give the Tory credit for. And, you know, he's kind of, you know, whatever. He upsets me sometimes, but the public transit under him compared to Ford is night and day. Like, Rob Ford could give two craps. Like, he did not care. I remember Rob Ford, somebody said, you know how many man hours are lost due to people being late for work because of the crappy subway service? And Rob Ford, God bless him and may he rest in peace, actually said, people that have jobs all have cars. He said it's only like, you know, I mean, he thought like it was just like bums that took this subway. Like, he's that.
The
Fords, they didn't grow up taking a subway a lot, Cam. Like,
no,
you know, they were rich.
They have drivers.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't let their looks fool you.
Yeah,
they're
like,
loaded.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, Doug Ford didn't grow up waiting for the subway in Etobicoke. You know what I'm saying?
No, he had a driver. Dude, they have a party. Yeah, they have a party on their thing. It's called, like, the Ford compound. Like, their property's worth, like, millions of dollars. Ooh, Bob's on the line there, Yang, you're saying? I don't know if we're going to – when are we going to
we'll
break?
We'll get Bob on before – yeah, we'll get him on now. We've got a couple of minutes before our break because we've got Ricky Sanders coming on. We got down the stretch at Hawthorne.
Stretch they come. Hawthorne. Oh, Hawthorne's back. Nice. Like Hawthorne. In Chicago.
Hawthorne. Is that where that is?
Yeah, it's Hawthorne's like a Chicago track.
All right, Bob.
Yeah.
What's up, Bob?
How you doing today?
Hey, Bob, how are you doing?
How you doing, Bob? You all right today?
Yeah, are you?
I'm okay.
I don't think Mike liked my call this morning. He wanted a hot take. I didn't give him a hot take this morning. I said I think the Vikings are going to kick the Washington's butt, but he said that wasn't a hot take, so he's not. And then I was going to give him what was for lunch today. Joe wanted to hear what we would have for lunch today, but he didn't. He didn't understand what was going on.
Mike didn't like the menu. He didn't like the menu.
What was the menu today? What was the menu?
It was chicken, Italian chicken, potatoes, green beans, and strawberry shortcake.
Oh, strawberry shortcake.
Oh, nice. Strawberry shortcake.
So what's Italian chicken?
Yeah.
Because it got the sauce and
the green beans.
Cheese.
Yeah,
green beans.
And the chicken.
Yeah, green beans. Yeah, good. This is Yang's meal.
Yeah. And then Joe said this morning sounds a lot healthier now.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I wonder about that. You serve a lot of junk food to these people.
Yeah,
I think the protein lacks a little bit.
Start serving good stuff. Yeah, I told him get.
And this comes from someone that, Yeah, exactly, Bob.
Yeah. So
all right,
I'm
Bob.
Given,
so what?
I'm giving.
What's the final score prediction, Bob?
Tonight,
what's
the final score it's going to be 35-17.
35-17. All right, Bob. Good prediction. A little higher scoring than I think, but I thought like 35-7.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
All right, countdown is on. Thursday night football tonight. And I tell you, though, if Washington versus Minnesota doesn't do it for you, we got some big-time NBA basketball tonight. Rockets and Bucks. We've got the Clippers and the Warriors, Kawhi Leonard's Clippers. And I brought this up. I brought him up on one of the shows this morning or yesterday or whatever. And it's the first time, Cam, and I hate to say it because, you know how I feel, but it's the first time Kawhi Leonard's looked happy in a uniform. Like, I could tell he was never comfortable with the Raptors, bro.
Yeah.
He was great. He was never fully comfortable. I could just tell even when the uniform, man, he had it tucked in. Like, it just never looked like perfect on him. Like, even when they won, he left. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was never – he's a Clipper. He's got his own team. It's his. Like, this is – I think he knew the whole time he was leaving, bro, last year. You know, and I don't know. When they won and he got all drunk, he was telling people he was going to stay and stuff, but – I think, you could just tell. And he said, oh, I'm so happy to play at home. But you know what's crazy, bro? He got booed, like, serious again the other night.
I know.
It doesn't stop. Like, he's not popular in L.A. It's pretty crazy that he goes back home and he's really not all that loved because he decided to play for the Clippers that nobody likes, right? Nobody likes the Clippers in L.A. So, they don't want him to be a Laker. He's a Clipper, but he's going to put the Clippers on the map, bro. Like, they're going to the finals. I hope that it can end up being the Raptors. And I think the Raptors legitimately have a chance still in the East. People are going to overhype Philadelphia all they want. Philadelphia are really good. They still have to prove it.
Yep.
Milwaukee are the same team as last year. They don't play defense. And they sort of doubled down on that as well. Which, I'm kind of looking at the over in this Milwaukee game here tonight. Let's have Atlanta and Detroit. I like the Hawks coming in. I'm not saying I like the Hawks so much tonight, Cam, but I'm high on the Hawks coming into this year. I think they're going to be a competitive team this year.
Like what you talked about with the Pelicans. They're going to be a play-on team. They got a lot of young guys that are going to get better, and I'm with you. I think the Hawks are a team trending in the right direction. We will be betting them a lot.
All right, we'll jump in. We'll hit this Thursday nighter. The Minnesota Vikings are dominant at home. We'll go over the numbers on the other side. Get on the grid. Game time decisions.